Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
The acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, how you doing this week?
Well, I'm fine. I was about to ask you the same thing.
I'm hanging in there, doing well, too. Just watching some baseball, checking out news stories. You're that news story at the top of the hour, this whole California transgender women in female sports going to be coming to a head pretty soon. California and the federal government going head-to-head on this whole thing. The federal government asserting that California's inclusive policies violate Title IX. California's challenging that interpretation, defending its state laws protecting transgender students. It's a mess, Fred, I'll tell you.
How about just saying we don't want it? It's a perversion that is not going to, it's a politic, and it's we don't want it here in our sport.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe put it to a vote, right? Maybe it should be a ballot measure for guys.
Somebody has to step up with.
I agree.
With common sense, you're not going to rationalize, you know, the Bible or the Constitution or the law or any of those things, and just so you can get something by. There's no reason whatsoever. I want to hear people fight for that. That believe in it.
Exactly. Fred Dreyer, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Michael Horn, Corey Marino, JD, Jeremy Dayton, our producers here. I mean, what do you guys think about this? Corey, JD, start with you, Corey.
I think you should be in the league or have whatever sex you were born with. And if we need to have three separate leagues, one for male, one for female, one for transgender, I think that's the only one that's actually fair.
That's fair. Transgender league. JD, mm-hmm. Are you for that?
Well, yeah. Hey, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities and forces of darkness in the heavenly realms. This is more spiritual than it is political. They hide behind the political realm to push some of these agendas, which are truly leading people far from truth.
And with that comment, we'll take a break so we can sort of digest it and come back with more here on the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. We come to you every week at this time. We're on XM Sirius, channel 203 on XM, channel XM Sirius app 927, 217 on Sirius, and of course our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles, and on Sports Byline and CRN Digital Talk radio stations around the country. We'll be right back.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Welcome back here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget, we're a podcast right after this show. Available on all podcast platforms, Spotify, iHeart, you name it. Just go to that platform, search The Fred Dreyer Show, and listen at your convenience. As we mentioned, we're on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and of course on KABC, 790 KABC in Los Angeles, Saturdays at 6, and on stations all around the country. Check out our website, The Fred Dreyer Show. Get the listing in your area. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer, our producer Corey Marino, JD Jeremy Dayton. Gentlemen, can we talk umpiring in baseball here in this first segment? Is that possible, Fred?
Well, this has been a subject that has been on my mind for at least 15 minutes.
Yes. Every time I watch a game, literally, there are some umpires that have been averaging 17 bad calls a night. I'm talking in particular about this idiot, Marvin, who drives a Hudson. I believe his name is Marvin Hudson, but his middle initial is who drives a Hudson. And then there's also, I'd like to, Trip Gibson, the other guy. This Marvin Hudson the other night, Fred Dreyer, Dodger pitcher is going up against, I think, Washington. And the guy on the mound, I forget who it was, Corey, help me out. He throws three pitches.
It was Yamamoto.
It was Yamamoto. There you go. Great pitcher like Yamamoto. Yamamoto throws three pitches, three strikes. The batter's gone. Next batter up, three pitches, three strikes. The umpire, batter's gone. Third guy comes up, two pitches, two strikes. The next pitch he throws is right down the middle of the pipeline that everybody and their uncle can see on TV. And Marvin, who drives a Hudson, calls it a ball. And it is so wrong, the announcers stopped talking. Am I right, Corey? They just didn't say another word.
Yeah, it was right down the pipe. And if you get three outs with nine pitches, it's called an immaculate inning. And there's only been 118 ever, and he got robbed of one.
Fred Dreyer,
well,
your thoughts
here. Look, you know something?
Yes.
This I always I say that ad nauseum. These leagues, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, badminton, all of this stuff is.
Especially badminton.
Yes.
Love badminton.
All
mm-hmm.
of this stuff is owner driven. They take this product and they put it in the laps of networks, and the networks say, okay, let's put it on here. We'll try it there. We'll try it there. We'll try to get some ratings. And we need programming and so forth and so on. And they do. And when stuff like this happens, ownership suddenly disappears. You know, why is it that you can't just simply call a timeout and go to the microphone and say, I want this umpiring double checked. I want some firings.
There you go.
I want people to be punished for what is clearly obvious. Mm-hmm. And there's no apologies necessary. You have to be able to have a standard which you go by to handle this. So the lesson here is the ownership is going to have to unionize. I mean, the umpiring has unionized. And you've got to be able to say, okay, you're unionized for salaries. We're going to unionize for competence. And you're fired, and so is everything else around you. Gone. And make sure that these guys go to camp,
yep.
Go to education, go to training, and furthermost, go to a doctor and get your eyes checked.
Thank you. I'm offering Dr. Kent Small, my eye doctor, to go ahead and check the eyeballs of these idiot umpires. Fred, what has happened? You and I are old-timers here of this school, Corey and J.D., newcomers here. But in the old days, Augie Donatelli, Lee Wire, you know, all these great umpires went to umpire school. You never had these problems with calls. And if there was one that was off, the manager was out kicking dirt in the guy's feet, and they had an argument about it. Does the manager can't come out on the field now because these idiots like Trip Gibson will throw them out of the game immediately? This umpiring is terrible. What's happened? Have they been watching too many video games and their eyesight shot? Let's get some kind of standardization, Fred.
Well, they're going to, this offseason, they're going to commit another travesty by putting in automatic. They're going to overreact and take the human element out of it. And they're going to overreact and then put all of these games under electronic scrutiny. And it's, you know, it'll be a called strike. And then the baseball first baseman who's up at the plate says, I don't agree with that. And so what you're going to do now is you're going to have a petulant argumentation over what is reasonable and of common sense. And that's what you have now.
I'd rather have a good argument.
Somebody has to step forward and say, you know what,
somebody.
This is done. We're going to dissolve all of the relationships that the Major League Baseball has with umpiring and send everybody back to the beginning where they have an opportunity to get educated and learn how to be an umpire.
That's it.
I mean,
Jeremy Dayton, our producer here, you're going to be married in a month, and you're going to lose a lot of these arguments once you get married, buddy. Hey, good luck to you along
the
way.
Oh, man. Who are you marrying?
Yeah, so, J.D.
You know Kate.
Yeah, Kate is wonderful. So, J.D., I mean, come on. Your Baltimore Orioles are, what, in last place? Probably because a lot of terrible calls from the umpiring crew.
I remember one game. Explicitly, we're against the Washington Nationals, and our pitcher came in. He got out of a bases loaded, should have got out of a bases loaded jam, painted the corner, perfect strike, should have been strike three, inning over, but the ump didn't call it. Next pitch, the guy bloops it in the left field. We end up losing. We've had a couple games like that, and it's like such questionable calls. What I want to know is why can't we do what tennis does? And they have the umpire, they have the linesman, but then they have replay if somebody wants to contest it, give teams a certain number of challenges. They already have that for calls at the plate, safe out, right? Do it for pitches.
Hey, Corey, how about the fans? Maybe the fans should get involved, you know? Get in there and maybe when they see a bad call, our audience here in the studio is going a little crazy right now. What do you think, Corey?
No, I don't think the fans should get involved. We'll get into a different story today about fans yelling things on the field and not going
get
well.
Get out of there, you bum. Get your eyes checked, you blind bat.
I mean, if these umpires were bats, they'd be flying into the side of walls for a dryer. This is not a good thing.
You're a taskmaster, Mike.
I'm helping you out.
You are a taskmaster, believe me.
I'm helping you out. And one more thing, just to get it off my chest, I'd like to get your comments for a dryer.
Oh.
This idiotic move by a lot of teams, including the Los Angeles Dodgers, to bring in a position player like this moron Kike Hernandez, who can't find the ball over the strike zone, walks like the Dodgers were winning 13-2. Oh, we have to save our arm in the bullpen. Let's bring Kike in. Kike walks like five or more batters. The score before you blink is 13-7. I think some guy had a grand slam after they walked the bases full. This has got to go from baseball. This is ridiculous. Fred.
Well, I agree. I mean, he's not a pitcher by profession.
No.
I think that the people who bet on these games, and betting is allowed, they should be able to realize that when the game is a one-run difference or a two-run difference, they should be able to go over to the umpire and just say, I'm not a pitcher. I'm going to go in here, and I'm gonna throw balls and strikes. And once the crowd starts getting restless, like they did at Dodger Stadium,
yes,
then you just have to say, you know something, enough of this. It becomes.
And then they warmed up a pitcher, Fred, and they used their pitcher they didn't want to do. Should have just done it in the first place. Am I right?
Well, they didn't. It's like going into a carnival, and the guy with the barker says, hey, come over here. You got three shots to get a strike. You know, and you got this guy here, this center fielder, and now suddenly a pitcher, and he walks four people in
yes.
the inning.
Hold on, we're going to hit this right through the break here. Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn, Jeremy Dayton, and Corey Marino.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with our producers, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, Corey Marino, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. By the way, we're on video. You can check it out at Facebook Live. Also, go to our CRN YouTube channel and check out the Fred Dreyer Show. And take a look here. Fred Dreyer in his great Gatsby outfit today. Jeremy Dayton's got his, partially there in his tux that he's getting ready to kind of stretch a little bit for the wedding. And Corey Marino, of course, in his Speedos, getting ready to run a little exercise after the game. And I, of course, am not available in the studio. I'm out of there. Get into that chat room, by the way. Let's talk to some of our neighbors out there. So, Fred, and JD and Corey, but Fred, starting with you, shouldn't a team be allowed to get maybe an old-timer pitcher, some guy who's washed up, like a Hoyt Wilhelm or Johnny Klipstein, Clem Labine, Johnny Padres, make sure they're alive first. Maybe they get a guy like Rich Hill. Rich used to have a very slow pitch, but a guy that can find the plate. You get the position player like Kike Hernandez. And tell me if I'm wrong, Corey. He throws the balls exactly where he likes to swing at them, outside the strike zone. So it's like, Kike, learn how to bat, and then maybe you can get the pitch over the damn plate. I'm sick of watching this, and the fans, they think it's so funny. I think somebody's going to blow a game here, Fred, and then we're going to have a problem.
What do you mean?
They give up too many runs. The Dodgers were winning 13-2. They could have lost that game 14-13 the way Kike was pitching.
They gave up five or six runs, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, they did.
Well, I mean, until somebody – here it is again. Till somebody goes to ownership or makes a big complaint, it's not going to change. I think it's stupid how all these pitchers that show up to say, we're going to have a position player only to save the golden arms of those in the bullpen.
The guys are making millions that should be able to pitch every day if we need them, Fred.
And that's what they have to do. They just say, the last guy on the totem pole in the bullpen is up. Get out there and get three outs. And don't give me any problems. You got 5 days. We go on the road. You got 5 days to relax and to get over the stress of being a reliever.
Yeah, here's the deal. I love Dave Roberts. I think he's the greatest manager in baseball. But, Dave, I'm opposite you here on this call. Why don't you tune up Mark Pryor, the pitching coach's arm, and throw Mark out there for a couple of pitches if that's what you want to do? Your thoughts on that, Fred? Come on, get the pitching coach out.
I don't think that's legal.
Well, then let's change the game.
Well, all the pitching coaches in the league can't throw.
Thank you, Fred.
Well, they can't. They all have bad arms. That's why they became coaches.
Well, the Mark was pretty good for a while there with
a couple
the Cubs.
Years.
Yeah, he was good for a while.
Mark was great. 5 years, he was really tough.
Dodgers have always had good. Rick Honeycutt. You know who we should get on the show? We've been talking about this. Let's get Rick Honeycutt on to talk about this. Corey, JD, can we get him for next week on the show?
We can look into it.
Yeah, he's retired in Arizona. Rick is one of the great pitching coaches. See what he thinks about this, because I think it throws the whole team off. You know, then everybody gets nervous. The guys that are fielding always say, I like to keep the game going, and you're sitting there wondering what's going to happen next. And then some guy connects and hits a grand slam after three walks. That is devastating, Fred Dreyer. Devastating.
Did you see the Dodger game we're talking about the other
yes,
day?
Yes, I did. Well, I was listening to it on the radio.
With the Nationals?
Yeah, and then I watched it on the replay.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my neighbor who just moved in, he loves swimming, and there's a nice pool next door. And
is he the guy with the dog?
He's got his five. No, he's gone.
Oh,
yeah. That guy is Bogart is gone.
Bogart the dog is
Bogart,
gone.
Bogart the dog is gone.
Yeah, you became friends with Bogart.
Well, he's my neighbor.
Yeah, I know. So Bogart moved out and took his family with him. And so who's in there now in place of Bogart?
I don't know his name.
Fluffy the Kitty or what?
It's just
he's new.
It's like a Dodger pitching staff. It's one dog after another.
Okay.
They just rotate.
So what's the point with your neighbor? He's new? Is this there? Just your rotating neighbors? Is that the idea?
I forgot.
It was his reaction during that game. You're saying, I watched the game, and
yeah, you were watching
your neighbor.
I'll think of it.
Well, hey, again, let me just add this. Sometimes it's just not your day. The Orioles were up 8-0 last week, and Trevor Rogers looked great through two innings. All of a sudden, he gave up four. Then the bullpen, which had been lights out as we were getting back close to like 9 games under .500, we were like 20. It just fell apart, and we lost 12-8. We're up 8-0. Sometimes, and we didn't need to have any position players doing it. It was our bullpen and Trevor Rogers.
And Corey Marino, what about the American League West? The Angels silently have made a little bit of a move there. It's like anybody's game there, except for the Athletics, I think, correct?
Yeah, they were bad for so long that a lot of their first-round draft picks are actually in the league now, and they're making some noise. They had one of their guys, their second baseman, yesterday. He hit a walk-off. He tied the game, Christian Moore. He had the game-tying hit. He had a game-tying home run. And then later in extras, he had the walk-off home run when his team was trailing, and he drove in all of his team's runs, and it was the first time that's ever happened.
Amazing.
In the history of baseball.
As of Wednesday, Houston Astros in first place, Seattle in second, Angels in third. They've all been 7-3 over their last 10 games. So what's with the latest, Fred, JD, Corey, on Ron Washington, the manager of the Angels? Is he coming back soon or still out of the...
What happened to him?
He had like a health issue.
Yeah,
or something.
He had a health issue, but I think they said, I have to look into it, but I think they said at least till the All-Star break.
Yeah. Well, so who's managing that squad?
Send him a card or something.
Kike Hernandez or whatever we should. I like Ron Washington. Cool. He's a good, but the Angels are, you know, coming back a little bit here. That's pretty good.
I don't think he's been well since Shohei left, has he?
No.
I don't think anyone's been well.
Good, JD.
The 5 freeway shut down for the last 2 years.
That's it. All right, let's talk some money. Let's get in some football news here. So,
just a second.
Yes, please.
Forgive me, you guys. I don't want to screw up your timing here. Let's discuss briefly the NIL and college football players jumping.
Name, image, and likeness, right?
Name, image, and likeness. And here's what I want. We've heard, I don't want to debate the whole thing. I'm for it to a degree, but mostly as it's set up now, I disagree with it. Because there's no specified designation for a player and his relationship to the NCAA scholarship. Nobody has discussed at all about what the responsibility of players are. They just keep saying, "Oh, geez, we have a desire to make as much money as we can," and they do. And if they don't like it, they wait 6 months and they enter the NIL hopper again, and you wind up with teams and coaches. That's, you know, it's a Lou Saban. Nick Saban of Alabama quit basically because they couldn't control
just crap.
Because they couldn't control that.
You're a student, you're in college, I'm against it. You know, get into the pros, make your billions then. Just play the damn game. They're finding right now that there's not that many people entering into the NFL or the NBA now because they're hanging back because they want to see how much they can make in their name, image, and likeness in college. It's like they're ruining college football. People liked it because it was fresh and clean and athletes just playing to win, and now it's become a big money grub and hole.
Put it in perspective to the whole experience, and that is you have a player has to have an obligation when the school says, we're giving you a full ride scholarship in exchange for your participation in football. That has not been discussed yet by anybody. Nobody's talked about, okay, you guys want all this money and you want to be able to jump whenever you want to jump. Let's ask the player and his agent, grandfather, dad, neighbor, let's ask them what they think their obligation to the school is. What's their
give the money back.
What's the obligation? You just don't start giving people away because they demand it. There's no leadership in the NC2A. There's no leadership at home for most of these players, these kids. And the networks are sitting there trying to figure out, is there a schedule here that we should be reconsider? Yeah. They've got five divisions, five leagues, 10 teams that are eventually going to play for the championship. Okay, that's how you want to do it. That's fine. But what you're not doing is you're not doing this. Okay, here's the NIL. Joe Blow, you want to have a contract. We're going to give you $4 million for the last two to three years of duty on your contract, on your participation. You can't jump. You got to go to school. Got to fulfill the responsibility of the NC2A and its rules and regulations, and you can get your money, and you should be happy, and you get an education, and so forth and so on. You want to put a bonus in there so the guy can say, hey, I graduated. Okay, here's a $10,000 bonus. You know, take your family to Hawaii. The point is, nobody right now is talking about the player obligation and what it is.
As you're absolutely right, and rules have to be made, and maybe they shouldn't be allowed in college. They should just go to a football school and see how well they do. I mean, when they started messing around with the leagues and the Pac-10, the Pac-2 became, nothing. It's like, it's all about money for everybody. Everybody's loading their pockets up with it, and we sit there and watch and go, oh, I wonder what this guy, how much money he's going to make. Wait till they start deferring payments like Shohei Ohtani when they're still in college.
Where is the local a news reporter doing coverage story on this subject?
I think you're it, Fred. We'll have more with Fred Dreyer, and he'll talk about this a little bit more. Stay with us.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this. You can score tees for just $5.99. Bedding for 60% off. Comfy shorts only $7.99. And so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Fred Dreyer Show. Talking about name, image, and likeness. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Producers Jeremy Dayton, Corey Marino. And Fred Dreyer, you had a great career, actually double career. A legend in sports with the New York Giants, the New England Patriots, and, of course, the huge career with the Los Angeles Rams. And then just click, you went in the broadcast booth for a year, you came out, you got into acting. Okay, so you got all these great shows going on, this Hunter, you and Stephanie Kramer. Where's your name, image, and likeness when all these networks right now are running your show and paying you peanuts for it? Where's the payday for you, Fred? I want to represent you and get you some cash here. It's on every network, for God's sakes.
Well, we know where it is. It's in every country. So,
well, it is, but I mean, I'm talking, you're talking about Roku, you look at all these channels.
You get paid for that, too.
Peacock, all this kind of stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's something else. And these college kids want to get in on this thing early. All right, youngsters over there. Corey, you're the youngest here, I think. JD, Jeremy Dane, getting married soon, going to age before our very eyes. So, Corey, your thoughts on this being the younger member of our group here?
On all of NAL?
Yeah, and on name, image, and likeness. You think these college kids should get it? Should they do what Fred is talking about? Come up with some rules here instead of getting, you know, a free pass to college, and then they start, oh, I want more money, and they want to make as much as they can there, and then grub into the NFL and make even more.
Yeah, 100%. They definitely need to find limitations and some penalties for the transfer portal, because getting a year, signing a 2-year contract with Tennessee, and then 1 year after being in it, trying to go to UCLA and taking that all that money with you and having no penalty doesn't seem like a fair trade for Tennessee. And then in basketball, these kids, like mid-level teams are suffering because you got the Wichita States and you got Iowa State and teams like that where these stars will bud and they just get picked off by these big teams like Kentucky and Duke. And you don't get that camaraderie of a team anymore. You're just you play for a year and you hope you move on to better, greener pastures.
Probably why Jeannie Buss and her family dumped the Lakers and said, I'm out. They're probably going to be performing over there at the Ice House now. John Buss owns that. Let's get to Pasadena and the Ice House. JD, your thoughts on this? You're going to sage. You got kids now. You got to give them some advice. What do you think when they're going to college? Grab as much money as they possibly can stuff in their pockets or do it the right way with some rules and regs?
I mean, we were talking about this during the break, too. I think the biggest thing is to have laws and regulations in place, because there's a fine line in legalizing something. We're talking about they legalize marijuana. They legalize all these things, but there's not an infrastructure to contain it. I feel like there was a kind of a competitive imbalance with some teams that were probably paying more kids under the table, so they got more high-level players coming to their colleges. And now this kind of evens the playing field, but there needs to be regulation. I love that movie Blue Chips, which kind of outlines that. Nick Nolte's team was great, but then the other colleges started paying everybody, and he wasn't. Then he was losing until he paid people too. But now you can't do that, but there needs to be regulation so it's not all egregious. Right.
Bring it home, Daddy. The daddy here on our staff, Fred Dreyer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The sage. You used to hang out at USC where who was the coach there at USC for years?
Which coach?
At USC, the great one that's now in the NFL, back with Vegas.
Pete Carroll.
Thank you, Pete Carroll. I like to forget his name because there was graft going on there. Reggie Bush was filling his pants with stuff at one point, wasn't he? I want to make sure and correct that. Anyway, I think it was cash. Excuse me.
SC's alumni is very prolific.
Yeah.
So
well, they are.
So is every other major university. So, you know, if you're going to open the can and shake out all the injustices, you're going to have a lot of people saying, you know what, it's too big a of a battle to take this on and not get the help of everybody else. And that's what brought this on.
Rules and regs.
Rules and rules, yeah, rules and regulations. But, Bush got in trouble not so much because of that, but because of his...
So it's been going on for a while, under the table, kind
of,
right?
Because of his lying.
Yeah. So it's this thing. And on the other side of the coin here, let's not let the owners go there. This story that you guys got for us here today, talking about the NFL supposedly encouraged teams to reduce the amount of guaranteed money in contracts during an owners meeting in 2022. Apparently, Commissioner Roger Goodell made some statements about it. Document part of a lawsuit by the NFL Players Association alleged collusion by the owners. And the arbiter in the case said there was little question that the league encouraged teams to reduce guarantees, but there was not enough evidence to verify that collusion took place. So nothing happened here on this deal.
They did the same thing 40 years ago when I was in the league.
Same thing, right?
Same, same conversation and the same whitewashing of a terrible deed that hadn't yet met its time like it has now.
Yeah. So this thing's been going on for quite some time, making things happen like this. And again, years ago when you had it, same thing is happening, now, and nothing's going to be done about it, Fred. It continues on. And only the stakes get raised, and there's more and more money going out. And, what are we paying for seats now at when we go to a game? You can't afford to go anymore.
Well, when you complain, you wind up putting yourself up above the rest of the people, the rest of the players, and you put yourself in the spotlight of the press and the sports administration, and it's not a popular position to take because nobody's coming to your aid, your rescue.
That's it. We got comments from the listeners. I mean, we got the listeners here in this chat room. Who's guarding the screen there to get some comments for us? We want to know the players involved in this whole thing. Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. They tried to secure guaranteed deals. And after Deshaun Watson had his $230 million fully guaranteed contract with the Browns. How'd that work out for Deshaun Watson, by the way? Anybody see back with the Browns again this year? Corey?
He's still on the team, but they'll probably likely cut him. He tore his Achilles. So he's not going to be playing.
When did he tear that?
Last season.
Oh yeah, that's okay. Last season.
And then they drafted two quarterbacks. They drafted one in the third, the Oregon quarterback Dylan Gabriel, and then in the fifth they picked up Shedeur Sanders. And then they have the old journeyman Flacco. And then before all of this, they traded for Kenny Pickett.
Can Shedeur Sanders play?
We don't know yet. it remains to be seen.
Deontay Johnson thinks it's Kenny Pickett.
Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel's a rookie, Shedeur Sanders, another guy. I say go with Flacco. JD, wasn't he on Baltimore for a while there, Joe Flacco?
Oh, yeah, he won us the Super Bowl that I was at in New Orleans, Super Bowl 47, when the lights went out and we beat Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers before he started kneeling on the sidelines. That was
lucky.
Quite an event.
Going to heave that ball.
They beat the Broncos on the way there.
Yeah. Oh, the mile high miracle. That was an unforgettable month.
Daddy Fred, settle this for us. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, or the rookies Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. Your choice on those four.
It's got to be Flacco to stabilize your offensive line. You know, if you don't have an offensive line, it doesn't make any difference who the hell is playing quarterback. So if you've got somebody, yes, if you've got some professionals up there that know how to pass block and how to design pass protection, then you've got a shot of leadership and scoring some points if you're with Cleveland. If you don't, you can make this decision. Make an announcement and say, here's who the owner wants to play quarterback.
Shedeur Sanders.
Jesus.
He's not playing.
If it's that guy, then give him the ball and protect him as best you can. But get ready.
And JD, you said Deontay Johnson said he's going to be Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, he thinks Kenny
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I didn't know if you were going to go to the other story we got about Deontay. He finally came clean about why he refused to enter a game last year against the Eagles that we had until we didn't have.
And he says, unbelievable.
Because it's too cold.
Third to go into the fourth, and they said, Tay, we need you. I'm quoting him now. I was like, nah, I don't think it's a good idea for me. Like, my legs are already ice cold, and I didn't want to go out there and put bad stuff on film.
Yeah.
And so they lose that game. He gets suspended. Then he gets traded. This guy's a loser from the get-go, Fred Dreyer. Am I right?
He called it a business decision.
Here's what they have. They've got people here who will hire you and fire you. Get the guy who fires, go down and take him to the airport and put him on the bus.
That's it. Fred, when you played, you know, when you got concussions and they used to put you on the sideline, they didn't have a tent to put you in. They didn't take you out forever. You told me they'd come to you and say, Fred, can you go back in? Can you go back in?
How you feeling, Bronco? You feel okay? You feel okay, Bronco? Take a hike, I'd say.
We do have some comments.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got Nikki. She says, happy Wednesday. Greetings from Nebraska. We got Jeannie Wilcox. She was digging your umpire talk, saying they should all be fined after every terrible call. Maybe that would help. Got Kristen Newman Brink saying hello from Virginia. Hello from France with Carl Brony. And then
France.
Chris Cortez has a question for Fred. He says he heard there's a rumor that you and Stephanie are going to be at a Hunter reunion in Maryland in September in a Mid-Atlantic nostalgia event.
I think that's correct.
Fred?
Oh, breaking news.
I think that's correct.
Where is this going to be?
In Maryland.
In Maryland. Fred, you've been holding back.
That's right next to John's
Hopkins,
right next to I think it's over there near I think it might be over there near John
Stephanie
Hopkins.
Kramer and Fred Dreyer back together. When is that going to be? Do we have any information on it there, JD?
Just says September.
Fred, you know the dates
early,
of it?
Early first week of September.
Interesting.
Wow, right before football season.
Yeah, football season going on there, and Fred's going to be out with Stephanie Kramer. Well, there you go. I think this is great. People can go see you there. Where's it going to be held again, JD?
It doesn't. It says that the Mid-Atlantic Nostalgia event in Maryland doesn't have an actual.
It's a card show where they have entertainment, they have sports. Sports of all kind, memorabilia, that type of thing.
That's pretty darn good. I like that. That's very good. Corey, you going to be anywhere? You got any appearances planned?
No.
Okay, that's good. But you guys, what can I tell you? Looking good.
Disneyland.
Somebody stuck me up in the corner. I don't know what's going on the video, but what can I tell you? Anyway, so it's a good stories here on at least on football. And this Deontay, my God, get rid of this guy. What about this guy? Who's the guy that said he was he'd give anything for
George
the San
Kittle.
Francisco? We got Kittle for the 49ers to win a Super Bowl. They've won Super Bowls. Come on.
Not with him.
Not with him yet.
Well, so who cares?
Well, he wants a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
he's willing to cut off his toe for it.
Yeah,
that's what
pinky.
He said. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Mike, you got to give the guy a break.
He'd bite someone's ear off.
He's got a dream. Let him live his dream.
He would bite someone's ear off or he'd cut his pinky finger. And the last one he said is he would be confined to a prison, but he wouldn't go to San Quentin because it's.
Confined to a prison.
You give me a break. This guy is nuts.
An alligator alley?
It's happened to these players, Fred. They're off. I'm telling you, it all started when Kike Hernandez started throwing those fungal balls up at the plate. People are going crazy over this thing.
LeBron talked about ring culture, what they'll do.
Yeah, that's what LeBron says. All right, we'll finish up with that when we come back here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget to follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer. Also on Instagram at Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @CRNTalk.com. Get those emails in, and we'll get you more details on Fred's appearance coming up in September with Stephanie Kramer. We'll keep you posted.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's the one and only Fred Dreyer radio show starring Fred Dreyer. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with our producers, JD, Jeremy Dayton, and Corey Marino. So, JD, you wanted to bring up, let's do a little basketball news. LeBron James criticizing now the ring culture in the NBA. What's this about?
Oh, I just brought up last week we were talking about that, and he was getting criticized because he's the one that went chasing rings to Miami trying to build super teams, and then now he's criticizing that everybody's defined by the amount of rings they have, and it shouldn't be about that, but he kind of played a role in creating that ring culture.
Fred, your thoughts on
that? Yeah, that's exactly correct. When I heard that, I said, yeah, okay, but isn't LeBron one of the people chasing rings? He hops around from organization to organization, and nothing, you know, since he was in Florida with the Heat, he won what, three rings there?
Hey, two. He won a ring in LA.
Yeah, COVID. He won. Yeah, he
in
won
the bubble.
One. Yeah, he won one. Yeah, it's still a ring. You know, I don't see anybody selling them. You know? Yeah.
Fred, you were in the Super Bowl. Did you get a ring for being in the Super Bowl, Fred?
I got a ring for being on a team that won the NFC Championship, and they gave me a nice check for that and the ring, and everything else went to Pittsburgh.
Well, I know, but don't they have, like, the losers get a ring too, don't they? And
then, that's the ring.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what the NFC Championship ring. Would you wear it here 1 week so we could see it?
No, I won't.
Why not?
Well, it doesn't fit over my six broken knuckles.
Okay. I got a jeweler. Jaime, the jeweler, can go ahead and cut it and put a little spacer in there for you, I think.
Thanks.
That's our show. If you miss anything, please log on to Fred's website, thefreddryershow.com. Download his podcast. Go to wherever your podcasts are gathered at Spotify, iHeart, you name it, and just search The Fred Dreyer Show. And don't forget to tune in and listen to the show on the weekends. It's always available here for you on radio stations around America. Email Fred, freddryer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
NIL, player obligation. What is it? Think about it and give us a call.
All right, we'll have it next week for you. Thank you, Corey Marino. Thank you, J.D. Jeremy Dayton. Thank you all for listening. We'll check with you next week on The Fred Dreyer Show.